Greetings, my friends. So, by now you're already really beginning to understand, to feel the movement of energy, and we can start to really engage with the movement of energy in the body. Today we're visiting the base chakra. And so, once again, if you're going to be using a stopwatch, please do set your stopwatch, and you can decide today if it's going to be 10 minutes or 15 minutes, how ambitious you're feeling. 10 minutes is quite sufficient at this point, but you can also choose to just meditate without your stopwatch. So, the normal procedure, please align your spine. Give yourself a moment to really be in your body. You know, there's so much about the spiritual quest, things that are often just understood to be true or believed to be so, that perhaps as the light of consciousness is rising in this new age of ours, perhaps they're not quite so true. Like the fact that we really, that the body is lower, the body is lesser, the body is not a spiritual thing. It's an animal thing. I really do believe, I've discovered, and it is true for me, that the body is a perfectly valid teacher of spirituality. It's a perfectly engaging the path of the body is a perfectly valid path. And so what we're doing when we take a moment to be with the body, to feel with the body, what we're doing is love, loving the body, being in a state of gratitude. The vehicle is perfect. It's perfect in its imperfections. You know, if your body is displaying pain or illness, that's information. And that information is useful to you on your spiritual journey. If you aren't able to decode the information or respond to it, it continues to cause pain, it continues to cause distress. But that's not the body being a stupid machine, a stupid dumb animal. That's the body doing exactly what it's meant to be doing. So my invitation to you, as we begin our meditations each time, is to see how much you can really just be in a state of loving of the body. And a good way to do that is exactly as we're going to do now, to bring this divine love that we bathe the heart in, we shone out of the world, to bring that into the body's energetic system. I want to show you how to do that. So please do engage your pranic breathing, your ujjayi breath for our yogis. Please do find yourself, as previously suggested, arriving in your body. Feel with your body. And hopefully, you can fairly quickly now reconnect with your heart chakra. We have a little experience with this. Find your centermost, innermost, divine inner heart chakra. With gratitude, open that portal. Allow divine love, unconditional love, to flood into your heart chakra, filling your heart chakra. And open your outer heart chakras, the front and the back, one chakra, two portals. Open them. Allow love to shine and flow. And this is more or less where we left it last time. So now we take the next step. I'd like you to become aware of your base chakra. If you're sitting, you're sitting on your base chakra. It's kind of right at the bottom of your tailbone. Your perineum is the technical term. That's where your base chakra is. And it opens downwards. And I'd like you to choose to affirm that you exist. Simple truth, you exist. So I exist. I am here. I am here now. I am. And it is safe for me to be so. It is safe for me to exist, for me to be. Be. Am. Very simple concepts. This first density consciousness of the base chakra. It's the same consciousness of very simple life forms and crystals and rocks and things like that. Very simple. I am and I exist. And so your base chakra opens downwards and it has a function, a job that it does. And that job is to root you into Mother Earth. So you can imagine from your base chakra, you can imagine a root growing down, down, down into the earth. If you like, you can strengthen the perception by having roots growing down through your feet, down into Mother Earth. And as you root into Mother Earth, you become aware that you are a child of this world. Your body arrived in this world by passing through your mother's body. That's physically how your little baby self got here. But beyond and before all of this was the Earth, the mother of us all. And if you can feel that you are loved and wanted here, now, you can open your base chakra and you can release everything that is burdensome, energetically heavy, painful, stuck, overworked, exhausted, everything that's not yours or no longer yours, that you can just let go of down that taproot from your base chakra. Just let it go. Release it. Empty yourself. Now, very often we don't want to let go of this old toxic energy because we think it's bad. So we hold on to it, which is funny because it's not bad for Mother Earth. She's able to receive that energy and transform it and reuse it elsewhere. For her, it's a gift. And we will enrich the gift. We will raise the frequency of the gift in due course. But we're starting just here. With here I am, I exist, and I put roots down. I love the earth, and she loves me. I belong here now. And then there's one final thing that we need to do before you can start your stopwatch, and that's to connect. There's a energetic tube. It runs more or less where your spine is. It's about an inch, a few centimeters across, this energetic tube. And it connects all of your chakras, top to bottom. But right now we're connecting heart to base chakra. And we're allowing some of this beautiful, bright, unconditional love light that we've been shining out of our heart chakra, that we're still shining out of our heart chakra. We're allowing some of that to pour down like honey. Pours down this tube all the way into the base chakra. Love for this basic part of self. All the parts of self that exist in a place before decisions and thoughts and processes and judgments and ideas, the beingness of self, the amness, very basic, very powerful part of self. Send love to your base chakra. And as love shines into your base chakra, it also spills down and through the root that you've sent down into Mother Earth, through the roots from your feet, it all shines down into Mother Earth. And you're gifting her not just your old dirty toxic energy, but also this beautiful unconditional love energy. And receive back from her. She gives back so much via this root into your base chakra, which then starts an energetic conversation. And this is what I'd like you to meditate on for the next 10 minutes, to just feel. Feel an open base chakra and a heart that is connected through that open base chakra with Mother Earth, with home, with belonging, with safety for 10 minutes. And then I will see you tomorrow.